The beginning of Parshas Nitzavim begins with the pasuk Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchim Lifnei Hashem Lokechem. You all gathered together on this day before Hashem your God. And the Ramban writes, I'm going to quote the Ramban, Tam Atem Nitzavim Hayom Lifnei Hashem Lokechem. Shatem, why Ramban says, what was the need to assemble all the people on that day? Shatem Omdim Umuzumanim Lifnei Hashem Kedel Amdo Beviso. That everybody gathered around Moshe to accept the Torah and with its full interpretation. The Ramban says, O Shahoyu Omdim Lifnei Ha'aron V'Habris Hu Hashvua V'Ola Asher Yazkil La'Avrucho B'Vishim Lukecho U'Ba'Aloso. That this is, on this day, the Bris, the covenant was done through a shvua, an oath, and he assembled everybody to as they entered this covenant on that day before the Oren. So just interpreting the Ramban, I'd like to suggest that as we know, the bris, the covenant, was through a shvua, through an oath. And this, and we know that halacha, that if a person takes an oath in violation of halacha, the Torah, the oath is null and void, because we already have a prior oath, Mushba v'omid miha Sinai. And this is the continuation and the conclusion of the bris, of the covenant. And therefore, if it's done through a shvua, a halach of shvua is that shvua requires nikitas chefetz. Then if a person takes an oath, for example, in Bezdin, affirming something in a din Torah, that oath has to be done by holding a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, Nikitas Chefes. And therefore, as Klai Yisrael entered this covenant, the conclusion, through the bris, through Shvua, it required Nikitas Chefes. And that Chefes was as they stood before the Oren. And with that, the Shvua took effect, and this Shvua was this special Shvua that was binding, which represent the culmination of the covenant.